Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
Right here, we've talked about the tongue and the power of your confession. Let me tell you this, right here, just talking about the Romans 10, talking about the power of confession. As you go to Romans chapter 10, whose report will you believe? Romans 10, 16 says, whose report will you believe? Either the Lord's or the devil's. There's only two reports. But the Lord says, believe His report. He says, the word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. Now, let's put it this way. Your miracle is near you. Your miracle is in your mouth and in your heart. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, whatever is in your heart, where's it going to come out? Your mouth. Now, if you're willing to confess what the Word says, what can you do with God's Word if it's in your heart and it comes out of your mouth? Anything, anything. There's no limits to what it will do. Now then, is it going to happen instantly every time? No. That's the secret. It will not happen instantly. So when you start speaking and exercising your spiritual authority, start kicking out demons. Let me tell you this. Sometimes you'll take a little demon and you'll have a little principality. You'll kick him out. He'll be gone and the person will be instantly healed. And you think, boy, this is... And that's what happened to me when I first got into this. The Lord didn't put me up against a ruler of darkness day one because He knew I couldn't handle it. I mean, it'd be kind of like taking a little guy this big and telling him instead of hitting those little things to drive them down like you would, you tell him, there's my car out there, son, go out there and fix it. You know, I mean, that's kind of absurd, isn't it? So He got to start us out where we are. So the Lord started me out with little simple demons. And when I started speaking to these things and laying hands on the sick and they started getting instantly healed, I thought, boy, this is easy. This is so simple. And then one day I run into a big one. And he didn't go. In fact, he talked back. And that kind of scared me. I mean, the first demon I saw manifest in a human being, it rattled my cage. I mean, to cast out a demon's one thing, but to see a man, when you start talking about demons, to see him, you know, come up and his face all clenches and his eyes turn green and they get about this big around and everything else. And you think, ooh, what am I up against here? Well, it's just a bigger demon. That's all. But I have total, complete authority over Satan himself. You do too. Providing you're walking holy before God. Now, if you're walking in disobedience and you're walking in sin, then who's your master? The devil. And you can't tell him where to go if you're serving him, right? No, sir, you cannot. So you must make sure that you learn the power of your confession. Because the world you live in, your miracle is in your mouth. When I start listening to people talk, when people say, they come in and say, I say, what's the problem? Well, I've got a list. I've got a long list. And I mean, you'd be amazed at the people that's come up with everything wrong with him on a list, a page long. In fact, I went down to Thomason, to Pleasant Valley, just a few weeks ago. Some of you may know about Pleasant Valley Church and the healing ministry they have down there. It's a tremendous ministry, and Brother Henry Wright has learned a lot of things about healing. And he started out as a single man. I mean, when I say single, he had a family. That's not what I meant, but as one person in the healing ministry, and now he's built a tremendous healing ministry down there. And people from all over the world, there's about 200 people every 2 weeks comes to Pleasant Valley that are sick and afflicted to get healed. And they have about a 90% healing rate that comes out of there. Pretty awesome, isn't it? Pretty awesome. But they had some tough ones. And somebody from this church, I think it was Phil's, I believe his mother-in-law or something, had come here and she'd got some of my tapes. She sent him a bunch of my tapes. He called me and said, I've gone to bed and woke up listening to your tapes. He said, we got three women down here we can't get healed. He said, would you be able to come down and spend a week or two with us? And I told him, well, I would come and take a week, and I'd go down there and spend a week with them. And I went down there, and this one woman, she called me about 2 or 3 weeks before I was getting ready to go down there. And she said, they tell me you're coming to minister to me. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I have this and this and this and this and this and this. And after about 50 minutes, I said, ma'am, let me interrupt and tell you what your problem is. But she said, I have this and this and this and this. And after about 5 or 10 more minutes, I said, ma'am, could I tell you what your problem is? And she said, but I have this and this and this. And I just screamed at her. I said, ma'am, would you please shut up? She said, what do you mean? I said, all you've done for the last several minutes is tell me what your problem is. I said, you're speaking nothing but the devil's world ever since I've been on the phone with you. I said, why don't we start talking God's word a little bit and quit giving the devil so much glory? But Thurman, I have these symptoms. I said, I know that. I understand that. And I don't, you know, I know that the devil can put those symptoms on you. I know what he can do. But I said, you don't have to agree with them. I said, if you agree with him, you're going to have them. You're going to give him legal right. You're giving him glory. He's continued to make you sick. So I talked to her, I don't know, three or four or five times before I went down there. And then I spent many hours, at least 2 hours every day, nearly, with this woman and a couple of other ladies. And this lady could not, she'd bought a new home. She could not live in her house. She'd sleep out in her car outside and sleep in her pickup because when she walked in that house, all kinds of symptoms come up on her. She couldn't cook in that house. I told her it's just the devil, and I showed her authority and everything. Because this woman had her sins confessed. She just didn't know who she was in Christ. The other day she called me. She said, I'm taking back my ground. She said, I'm sleeping in my house. I'm sleeping in my bed. I'm cooking in my house. I'm eating in my house. She said, slowly but surely, I'm taking back all of what the devil's stolen from me. And when you get a hold of who you are, and what you can do in the name of Jesus. I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What does that mean we have the keys to? The kingdom. Everything is ours. Now then, when you learn that the power of this battle is fought by words, most people don't believe God. I mean, even in the church, you'll hear people say, yes, I have great faith. Yes, I believe God. And when I talk to them in a few minutes, I find out that's not true. That's not, absolutely not true. They don't believe. But I'll tell you a story about a man that had been up and preached to a bunch of people in a foreign country. And they, several of them, accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. So a few months later, he got a message from one of them. Says, we need you to come up here and come up here quick. So he went up there. And when they got there, they said that we're reading this book you give us called the Bible. And said it hadn't rained in 18 months. And said the people that lives on this side of us, they got the witch doctor out here, and he prayed over their crops to bring rain, and they had to pay him chickens. Well, this on this side did the same thing, and the witch doctor came and prayed over them, and they had to pay him chickens. But he said, we're reading in this, we don't find anywhere in it where God requires any chickens. So we want you to pray with us that our crop will be the best crop we've ever had. Said, I looked at the crop and it was dead. I mean, it was dried up and it was dead. And he said, we read in this book where that Joshua took a bunch of people and walked around the city of Jericho 7 days in a row, and then they shouted and God even made the walls fall down. So he said, if he can do that, he can make our crop grow. So we want you to walk around our field. Well, he said, it's only about 3 or 4 acres, a little field. But he said, we want you to walk around this field with us 7 times and ask God to do a miracle and give us the best crop we ever had in the name of Jesus. He said, okay, let's do it. So he said, we walked around that field 7 times. I asked the Father in the name of Jesus to give them the best crop they ever had in Jesus' name. He said, now you guys know this requires obedience. They said, we also found that out when we read the Word. He expects us to walk in obedience to His Word, to walk in love. So about 3 months later, he said, I was back up there in that area. I went up there to preach one day. He said, they had somebody that was speaking in this little old church. Said, I got up there and said, there was nobody in town. Everybody was gone. I said, where's all these guys at? They said, they're out there harvesting the crop. And he said, they're harvesting the crop. He said, has it rained? They said, no. And had a drop of rain 3 months. So he said, I go out there, and that little 3 or 4 acre patch was the most beautiful, green, luscious crop, the biggest crop, the massive one they had ever had, and everything on both sides of it was totally dead. But these guys were out there harvesting this magnificent crop, and it had not rained a drop in 3 months. What can God do? Have we cut the king short? I mean, we've cut him short. When he says, I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can even think or imagine, according to the power that's where? In you. That's just a brother up here. He knows where it's at. It is amazing how we don't believe God's word. But now then, I'm going to also tell you, since some of you may be here for the first time, we have all kinds of audio and video tapes back there. The audio and video tapes are free. I've never sold any of them. We give everything we do away. But we do have a donation box up here at the front. If you do want to give for those, you're welcome to put that money in there, because that is the way we keep this ministry going. And it does cost money, as all of you know. But the Lord meets our needs, so praise the King. Now then, I want to go to on the spiritual authority. We want to go on to Colossians chapter 2 and start with verse 14 and 15. And I want to show you some of the things that God has done for us through His Son. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, it says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and He took it out of the way, nailing it to His cross. Now, look at what the next verse says. And having spoiled or disarmed principalities and powers. Now, principalities and powers, have you heard that word before?
Yes.
Principalities and powers. That was what Paul said we were fighting against over in Ephesians 6, right? And having spoiled or disarmed principalities and powers. Now, if they are disarmed, how much power or armament do they have? None. Okay, so we all understand disarmed, right? And having spoiled or disarmed the principalities and power, He made a show of them openly, completely triumphing over them in it, the cross. So when Jesus died on that cross, did He completely destroy the works of the devil?
Yes.
Did He disarm him totally, completely?
Yes.
Does Satan have any power over you?
No.
Absolutely not. Until you do what? When you sin. In other words, if you're over here in God's camp, if right over here is God's camp, and this is where all the abundant life and everything is.
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or if you will contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org, www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the Believer's Authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.